Gabriel studied the documents in astonishment. The records went back several years. Although Gabriel wasn't privy to the internal workings of Sexton's finances, she sensed this data was authentic. Banking accounts, credit card accounts, loans, stock assets, real estate assets, debts, capital gains and losses. "This is private data. Where did you get this?" "My source is not your concern. But if you spend some time studying these figures, you will clearly see that Senator Sexton does not have the kind of money he is currently spending. After Catherine died, he squandered the vast majority of her legacy on bad investments, personal comforts, and buying himself what appears to be certain victory in the primaries. As of 6 months ago, your candidate was broke." Gabriel sensed this had to be a bluff. If Sexton were broke, he sure wasn't acting it. He was buying advertising time in bigger and bigger blocks every week. "Your candidate," Tench continued, "is currently outspending the president 4-1, and he has no personal money." "We get a lot of donations." "Yes, some of them legal." Gabriel's head shot up. "I beg your pardon?" Tench leaned across the desk, and Gabriel could smell her nicotine breath. "Gabriel Ash, I'm going to ask you a question, and I suggest you think very carefully before you answer. It could affect whether you spend the next few years in jail or not. Are you aware that Senator Sexton is accepting enormous illegal campaign bribes from aerospace companies who have billions to gain from the privatization of NASA?" Gabriel stared. "That's an absurd allegation. Are you saying you are unaware of this activity?" "I think I would know if the senator were accepting bribes of the magnitude you are suggesting." Tench smiled coldly. "Gabriel, I understand that Senator Sexton has shared a lot of himself with you. But I assure you there is plenty you do not know about the man." Gabriel stood up. "This meeting is over." "On the contrary," Tench said, removing the remaining contents of the folder and spreading it on the desk. "This meeting is just beginning."